A political scientist and lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Ali Dusedu, says it is about time political party supporters became discerning and not act blindly on statements made by their leaders. He challenged supporters to condemn where necessary and guard a statement of their party leaders in order to inject sanity into public discourse. Sharing his perspective with Radio Ghana on how some politicians abuse their ever-increasing perceived power, Dr. Ali Dusedu said supporters should not always embrace negative speeches in all in the name of party loyalty. He spoke to Ritam Pabintete.
The country has been polarized since, not now. But I believe this Supreme Court case has heightened the level of polarization and tension in the country. And people are now feeling it.
It seems that some politicians are seen as very powerful to the extent that sometimes when they talk, they don't even consider the impact and the effect that some of their speeches can have on the public. As a political scientist, what do you think is the root cause of this?
The first thing is that we practice the executive presidential system, where a lot of power is invested into the chief executive officer of the country. So the president, for example, have the power to hire and fire a lot of people in the country. That one alone is enough power vested in the hands of the presidential executive. The second thing has to do with the fact that politicians, they have a lot of support and sympathy. Look at this John case. Most of the people who have read what he said condemned him as an astute lawyer who has practiced for all these years. But notwithstanding this, he was able to rally a lot of support. Nationwide night vigil, a lot of prayers, a lot of intercession, all those things. So they know that no matter what I do, I have people who are going to support me. The other thing has to do with the winner takes all podcasts. Once you are in power, then you have everything. Once you are in opposition, have nothing.
But will you agree with observers who say sometimes some of these politicians play on the intelligence of supporters just to galvanize their support?
Yeah, they are able to do that because some people are so emotionally attached to the political party system and their ability to have their leaders of a specific political party elected into power. So no matter what these particular leaders tell them, they tend to believe them and they support them without taking an analytical look at the statements made by this particular group of people. So that is why under this circumstance, a politician can come out and say, oh, I have lost the election, so my people should come out on the street. And they'll come out. They don't think about the consequence or the implication of the utterances being made by those politicians, but they just tend to come out and demonstrate. So I think that every good leader is given that particular quality to be able to manipulate, toy with the brains, the intelligence of people that believe in him. So it is now the turn of we, the people who support this political party, to become more discerning so that we just don't take hook, line, and sinker policies or utterances or the calls that they always make on us. Discerning is your ability to critically reflect on what even the leaders that you believe in and support say. Then you have the opportunity to condemn or praise what your leaders say.
PNDCL. An acceptance of the Supreme Court judgment come August 29.
So supporters should be able to condemn and praise their political leaders when they go wrong and when they go right, so that they know that we are descending people, we don't just follow them for nothing.
Will you say the development at the Supreme Court yesterday will pipe down the manner in which some politicians speak on radio stations and television stations?
Yeah, I think it is significant. You see the presiding judge, he made a very passionate appeal to politicians that they need to protect this little peace that we are enjoying. And come to think of it, most of them are the first to go out of this country when there's problems. And they will later come and govern us. So we have to be very, very careful. And I think what happened yesterday proved that no matter who you are, you can be punished when you go wrong. No matter who you are not above the law. So people will not tend to think that, oh, you thought I was this, so I'm above the law. Nobody in this country is above the law. And I think the judiciary has put their feet down and they want to show everybody in this country that no matter who you are still under the armpit of the law. So we have to be very careful.
On the face of these challenges, what should be the role of civil society?
Civil society organizations have to keep on their advocacy and educative responsibilities. They should educate the citizens, their rights and responsibilities, and they should also educate them on the need to always address their grievances within the remit of the law. So I think non-civil society organizations have to step up their responsibilities of advocacy and education so that people will know that this is just one aspect of our democracy and it is not a do-or-die affair. And we all have to respect the verdict of the Supreme Court come August 29th. Even in an instance where you still disagree with the verdict, you still have to pursue your grievances within the framework of the law.
That was Dr. Ali Dusejo of the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana talking to Rita Ampabing Tete.